ओम शांति।
Today,
the bestower of all treasures, is seeing his children who are the masters of all treasures. Each child is full with treasures. Each child is full with all treasures because the Father has given equal treasures to all the children at the same time. So, the Father has come to meet his children who are the masters. The children called out, or the children invited, and the Father because of love reached the children. There are many treasures. The first and foremost treasure is the wealth of knowledge. With this treasure of knowledge, you become prosperous and you keep distributing or sharing this wealth with all.
Yeah.
with this treasure. All those souls who are in bondages become freed from all the bondages. From being bound, they become free. Of bondages. From becoming bound in bondages, they become free of bondages. The next is the treasure of yoga or remembrance. With which you have achieved many treasures, you have achieved many powers. The same is with the subject of dharana. Through dharana or inculcation, you have got the experience of virtues, that is, you have received the treasure of virtues. And along with the power of dharana or inculcation, you receive from all the power of love. And thereby receive the treasure of being detached and loving. You experience the treasure of love from all. Along with that, you experience the treasure of happiness through the relationships with all Brahmins. But along with all the treasures, the special treasure is the treasure of the time of the confluence age. The soul who has the importance of the time of the confluence age he becomes the master of all the treasures. All the time, because the time of the confluence age, although it is small, although it is short, however, compared to the time of it, the attainments are much more. The greatest treasure of the confluence age is that God Himself, in the form of a father, in the form of the teacher, in the form of the Sadguru, is achieved by you, is attained by you. You have achieved him. In this confluence age, in which has a short life, you get the attainment for 21 lives in which body, mind, wealth, relationships, everything is there. That is, you get all attainments, and there is the guarantee too that for 21 births, everything will be full. Nothing will be half or three-fourths. Everything will be full for 21 births. There is a guarantee of this. Therefore, the greatest importance is of every second of the confluence age, which is equal to many years. Therefore, see, all of you are full with all treasures, aren't you? Are you full with all treasures? This is why Bap Dada keeps reminding you of this period of time. Some children think that what does it matter if I think of something else for 1 or 2 minutes, it's a matter of only 2 minutes. However, chitta compared to the importance of this time. Those 2 minutes are not just 2 minutes. They are not even 2 months, but they are equal to 2 years, those 2 minutes. So much importance is there of the time of the confluence age. All powers, the love from all, love from the whole Brahmin family, the rights to the sustenance from God. You get everything in this small confluence age. At no other time in any age will you get so much attainment. You will have a kingdom. All of you will have a kingdom, won't you? You will have everything, peace, happiness, everything. But there, you will not experience a meeting with God. You will not experience the supersensuous joy, the love of the spiritual family, the love from God, the knowledge of the 3 aspects of time. All that you get only now at the confluence age. You will keep receiving it in every kalpa at this time. At this time only. Therefore, Bhaktada sees or observes from the face of every child to what extent each one has accumulated the treasures. You have received the treasures, no doubt, but how much? Have you increased the treasures in your account? All that Bhaktada is able to observe from your face, from your activity, etc. Even you know yourself to what extent you have accumulated at this time. It is Bap Dada's wish of the heart that although you have received the treasures, but now the time is not only to describe them, but your face and activity should prove your face and activity should give the experience so that others feel that these people are different, they are unique and are loved by God because later on as time will change, your service will not depend only on what you tell others. Because as the time will be crucial, very sensitive, people will not be able to take out much time. As time will be delicate, crucial, people will not be able to take out much time. But your face, which would be full of treasures, your activity, your alaukik vibrations, all that will be revealed from a distance. People will get a vision of all that from a distance. Therefore, now reveal your true effort just as you saw in Brahma Baba. Even if he was in the midst of a gathering, even from a distance, his personality, his sparkle, was experienced by all.
Yes.
similarly, now, Baba calls the double foreigners as double effort makers. Therefore, today, in particular, Bab Dada is happy to see the double foreigners here. You are doing good effort. You are doing good effort to bring about expansion. Everyone is also receiving good sustenance from the instrument souls. One thing Bab Dada likes of everyone, that is all the souls come together in Madhuban and meet each other. Do come and meet each other in Madhuban. Because the atmosphere of Madhuban helps a great deal in being refreshed. And here you only have one responsibility of transforming the self, doing service to the mind, and you also get a good chance to share experiences. Therefore, Bab Dada is congratulating you for this. Now, when you go back, you have to do some wonders at your places and do You have to do wonders at your places by doing something unique. As you are unique and loved by the Father, the others will also experience this uniqueness and love of the Father from you. Because the refreshment you get in Madhuvan, because the help of the refreshment of Madhuvan will enable you to give that experience to all there also, wherever you go. Therefore, today, is the meeting with the double effort maker group, the double foreigners. See, those of India have so much love for you that they have given you the first chance. The result of this first chance is that you have to take the first number. The result of this first chance should be that you get the first number. It looks very beautiful. Bhap Dada has told you before also that double foreigners or double effort maker children revealed one special title of the Father, as the children overseas have come to Baba and their fortune has been awakened. The children are making very good effort everywhere, and thereby are revealing the divine act of God as the world benefactor. They have revealed this title of God. This is why This is why Bap Dada praises every child by saying Wah child Wah and congratulates him. How great a child is, how great, and is congratulating him. Just as in Bharat, the service of giving message in every corner is taking place, similarly, even there, that is abroad too, there is the enthusiasm and zeal that the countries where Baba's message hasn't reached, the message should go there now. Because you can't depend on time now. You can't depend on time now. Bap Dada has told you earlier too that everything, that things will happen suddenly. Anything can happen at any time suddenly. Therefore, you have to continue to give the message and also do your own progress as quickly as possible. It should be now, not at any other time or sometime. Bap Dada has noticed that in the dictionary of Brahmins, the word sometime doesn't look good. The word sometime doesn't look good in the dictionary of Brahmins. It should be now. You think of it, I have to do it. And you do it. I will see, I will try, I'll think about it. So this in Hindi it is ge, I will try, think about it. This ge doesn't have any power. This is why see, your mama also kept this aim, wasn't it? She would remind everyone that if not now, then never. She used to remind this to everyone, if not now, then never. So, O double effort maker children, you are the ones who will do it now, won't you? Or are you the ones who will do it at some other time or sometime? Those who say that, Baba, we will do it now, we will show it to you now, we'll prove it to you now, they raise their hand. I have to do it. I will do it. Not I'll try, I'll think about it. No, I will do it. I have to do it. Is it not like that? Yes, everyone, those who say, remember it. You're raising your hand. you check your own chart, you keep your chart, your own chart yourself. But Dada has told you before to that every night, show your chart of the whole day, or tell about your chart of the whole day to Baba at night, then empty your head of everything of that day and then go to sleep. Then you will get very good sleep. And along with that, by telling everything to Baba of the whole day at night, then you will remember the next day that Baba, that I had given everything to Baba yesterday night, and that remembrance will help you for the next day too. So when you give everything to Baba, then you won't have to go through Dharamraj Puri, because when you give to Baba means you have transformed yourself, then you'll be freed from Dharamraj Puri. Nobody has seen the next year yet. But keep the aim now, leave aside the year, but at least in as much short time, whatever Baba's wish is, that your face should reveal, your activity should reveal, that you should be able to do it in a practical way as quickly as possible. Do you have the courage? Do you have the courage? Yes, you can raise your hand if you say you have the courage. It is good. Everyone is raising their hand. Congratulations. Bab Dada is able to see how much zeal and enthusiasm of faith and intoxication the children have at this moment. But then make sure that you don't lessen it or reduce it when you reach the aeroplane to go back to your country. Keep applying the key of determined thought again and again. Keep applying this key of determined thought which Bab Dada has given to you again and again. Keep it with you all the time. Say, I have to do it now. I will try. No, not that. The time of saying, I will try, I will think of it, no, it's gone. Don't say, I will, it will happen, but it has to happen. It is happening. That's what you should say now. You are double effort makers, aren't you? You have got this title, which this Bap Dada has given you, this title of Double Effort Maker. Always remember this title of yours. Bap Dada heard about the result of your meetings, the plan which Bap Dada heard about the result of the service you did. The plan which Bap Dada gave, that was brought out into practical form in India as well as abroad. Majority of you, in majority of the places, everyone followed as Bap Dada said with great zeal and enthusiasm. You did it, and the result was, and the result of each place is still coming. Therefore, whether it is the children of Bharat or the children of foreign countries, to all the children, Bap Dada is congratulating you multi-million times for bringing into practical whatever Bap Dada told you to do. Now, what special thing will you bring in practical form this year? That Bap Dada already told you, that your face and activity, that there should be sparkle on your face. Whoever looks at you, should you have to reveal the Father through your face. If you want to reveal the Father, what do you have to do? You have to have a smiling face all the time. Your face should not reveal any confusion or sorrow. Bap Dada has told you earlier that remember two words. One is tell Maya to get out. So do get out to Maya. So one word is get out, which you have to tell Maya. And the second is experience yourself in a guest house. Get out and guest house. You are in a guest house. This world is not yours. It is a guest house. You have to return home. The scenes of the home should be in your mind and intellect. They should be visible in your mind and intellect, the scenes of the home. Then automatically the home will come automatically. And you'll keep singing the song, now we have to return home, now we have to return home. This wave should be there everywhere, whether in Bharat or in foreign lands. Give this experience to all in a practical way. Let there be unlimited disinterest for the world. When you're in a guest house, you don't fall in love with a guest house, because you know that you have to go from there. Therefore, there is need of unlimited disinterest. It should be disinterest, unlimited disinterest in every way. Let this unlimited disinterest will enable you to finish all the obstacles. It will enable you to finish all the storms of Maya as well. These storms of Maya will become like a gift for you. The little test papers which come in front of you, they will not seem tests at all, but they will come to you as a lift to increase your experience. So it will be a gift in the form of a lift. Did you understand? Samjha. Understood? Now keep the aim to have unlimited disinterest and courage, zeal and enthusiasm. So with the wings of courage and zeal and enthusiasm, keep flying and make others fly. Now is the time to fly. Always check your wings and make sure that they are not weak. Bab Dada is very happy to see the expansion having taken place in foreign lands.
But now what more does Bap Dada want to see? Bap Dada wants to see that every child should become full and complete like the father. Full with all treasures and complete in following all Srimad. Complete in following Srimad and full with all treasures. You like this? You like this? Then you may clap. Now this clap, keep remembering it every day that you have clapped, and keep clapping in your mind every day, not outside, not externally, but after this you keep clapping internally in your mind all the time. This is the homework for you. Okay, what is to be done now? Muni Ben is being given the mic, and she will tell how many double foreigners have come.
Baba, 90 deshon se
2,300 double foreigners have come from 90 countries. 2,300 double foreigners have come from 90 countries. So, the Baba is saying, make them stand up. So maybe continent wise. So Meera Ben is given the mic, and she will
ask you to stand in the form of region.
Meera Ben is speaking in English.
All those from Americas.
All those from Americas.
Caribbean,
Central America, North, South, Central America and Caribbeans all stand up.
Baba, ये सब Americas, Canada और Caribbean की तरफ से.
Baba is waving at them. Blessing everyone. Okay, you may sit down.
Next region, Australia, Asia and New Zealand, Fiji.
Australasia.
Asia, New Zealand, Fiji.
Baba is blessing everyone.
Sit down, please. Next region, Europe, including UK, Europe and Middle East.
UK, Europe and Middle East.
And Middle East, UK included. Africa, South Africa also, all Africas.
All Africas, Mauritius too.
Mauritius also in Africa. Please sit down. Russia, CIS and Baltic countries. Sorry, Russia.
All Russia.
Russia, CIS and Baltic countries.
CIS and Baltic countries. all of you have made the determined thought to move forward and also have done heart-to-heart chit-chat with each other. Bap Dada keeps receiving the news. Now create an ever-ready group. Whichever country as many countries have come, in all these countries, or to all these countries, Bap Dada will give a prize. What prize Bap Dada will give, that you'll see at that time. But Bap Dada, Bap Dada wants a group of such effort maker children. That group could be from each region or each country or each center. Maybe in one city there are many centers. For example, now when you say Americas, the centers all over America, whichever centers there are in the region of the Americas, all of them come together and make a program that here we will be free of obstacles, we will be ever ready, we will be conquerors of Maya, we will be loving and cooperative in service. So whichever group comes number one, Bap Dada will give them a prize. Maybe it is more than one, so there are three, then Baba, or it may be first prize, second prize, third prize. Actually, prize is given to one, but because you are double effort makers, so Baba will give chance to three. It will be three prizes. So, you like it? You like it? If you like it, raise your hand, yes. How much time you need to become that ever-ready group? The teachers should give the answer. How much time do you need to get the prize? See? How much time do you need? Moini Ben is asking for the mic. Now Moini Ben will speak. The sisters at the behind Moini Ben are saying to Moini Ben, tell Baba that in February when we come back, we will bring the result. So those who agree, they can raise their hand that by February,
yeah, do you all agree?
So those who agree for February, raise your hand.
Show your hands.
Raise your hand if you agree for February. Okay. The teachers of America, raise your hand. All the teachers of America. Okay, all the teachers of America. All regions. Baba wants all the teachers to raise their hand, all from all the countries. Or even the brothers. All the teachers of of all regions. So is it okay, teachers? You'll be ready by then? Then Bhaktada will give the prize. Very good. You can clap for this. It is good. When the turn of Bharat will come, then Baba will ask them that now it's your turn. Bhaktada is happy to see you and says how great my fast effort maker children are, how great. Okay, what is to be done now?
Baba, yaad pyar dena hai.
Muni Ben is telling Baba, you have to give yaad pyar. Okay. All the fast effort maker children, the children who fly at fast speed, not walk but fly. To all such children everywhere who are full and complete like the Father, who are becoming full and complete like the Father, the children who are seated on the Father's, on Bhaktada's heart throne, who experience being combined with the Father, who take help from the Father at every step, who are the long lost now found loving children, Bhaktadas, love, remembrance and salutations. Namaste.